Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing or little as far as the necessities of life are concerned, that is eating, drinking, clothing, etc. We explained that even in these things there is a chance or there is great potential of extravagance. So our deen is so beautiful that in things of extravagance also, things of luxuries, things of entertainment, that also we thought of how to reduce and how to become simple. And even in the things of simplicity or things of necessity, they also, our deen shows us that how we should be simple. And there's beauty in everything in our deen. Today is a short hadith, but it's so effective. What dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make for his family? And why there's so much of wisdom in this dua? An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. What dua he made? He said, Oh Allah, make the provision of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sufficient. Make the provisions of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sufficient. Now here the provision is referring to obviously the income, the livelihood. Make it sufficient. What is meant by sufficient? Means that they don't have to extend their hand and ask anybody for anything. What they require is enough for them. And there is no extra money now for any entertainment, no extra money now for any type of enjoyments of this world, etc. Now this might surprise us. Normally a person is always worried that his family should be wealthy. And when sometimes a person is coming as a suitor for his daughter, we always look at the financial background. And here in the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making for his own family, that their wealth and their income must just be sufficient. Ulama explained that there's great, great wisdom in this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when there's extra energy in the body, extra wealth around, then a person now is tempted with that energy of the body and the energy of the wealth put together. A person is tempted now to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's looking for those avenues of enjoyment, of luxuries, etc. But when he doesn't have either one, then what happens is now the temptation of going out, spending money, going into resorts and going for holiday making, merrymaking, and into entertainment, all that falls away. Why? A man doesn't have money, like how you'll find generally a poor person, that even the holiday period also you'll see he's in a masjid, because now he's not gone. And another person who may have a lot of money, and then you'll find that every single holiday, this resort, this place, that place. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the wisdoms of making this dua for his family is that if they got just sufficient, they won't have extra money for that entertainment and those things that will distract them from the life of the akhirat, the real life that is to come, and that is the life of the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala also give us that understanding. Sometimes we think that if our child serves deen and he makes khidmat of deen and he chooses a line of deen, then what's going to happen as far as his dunya is concerned? Allah Ta'ala will take care of his dunya. And Allah Ta'ala will make it such that He'll protect him also, inshallah, as far as his akhirat is concerned. Because wealth on its own without deen is very, very dangerous. Wealth in itself, if it is used correctly, it's earned correctly, then it's something that is good. But without this element of deen, becomes very dangerous. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, considering his own family and the risk that is associated with wealth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, that Allah Ta'ala, you make it such that the income of my family members are just sufficient. Ulama explained two things. Just sufficient here means that they don't have to beg from anyone. And the other is that they have enough so that they can remain alive. They have enough so that they can continue as far as their life is concerned. They don't have to suffer into such an extent that their life also is at danger. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq and desire not to continuously desire more and more and more. We reach a point of contentment, happiness, and then we focus on the real object, that is akhirat. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.